I'm Bronson Tykert here at the National FFA Convention with Proficiency winner Ben Murray of the Home and Community Development. Ben, tell me where you're from and what you did for your SAE.
My name is Ben Murray, and I'm from Nashville, Georgia, and my home and community development proficiency was over working at my local Chamber of Commerce and Nashville Main Street program, where I implemented grant writing and was also assist with events such as the local Harvest Festival, the annual rodeo, and was able to impact my community in a broad and diverse way.
So this essay is a little different than a lot of them. A lot of planning, a lot of talking to people. Tell me, what are some challenges that came up with this SAE?
I would have to say the greatest challenge that I faced with my SAE was time management. With my supervised agriculture experience being so broad and diverse, I was stretched for time. I was having to implement calendar apps on my phone to be able to stretch my time, because I worked with city council and I worked with the county commissioners, and I saw how bad it looked when a local political figure walked in late to a meeting, and that was something that I wanted to see me not ever do. And by doing that, I wanted to make sure that my time management was on point.
So it was planning and creating these events. Is this something you want to continue doing in the future?
Absolutely. I'm currently studying at the University of Georgia, majoring in Ag Communications with a minor in Public Administration, and I want to become a lawyer. And I would like to eventually work for a Farm Bureau or a lobbyist program where I can eventually work in politics and hopefully be the future governor or president one day.
So obviously, this is something that can be really complicated, a project like this. If you could go back and give yourself some advice, what would that advice be?
If I had to go back and give myself advice, it would probably be slow down and take in every moment, every person that you impact, really take in that moment, because when you impact someone in a meaningful way, such as the donation drive that I did for the tornado victims of South Georgia, just really take that moment in and savor that moment. You know, the fact that you will never be able to do that again, something that you can help them, and I just wish I would have took every moment more in and really just documented it more, and to be able to see everyone that I've actually impacted.
For up-and-coming FFA members who are wanting to do something similar to what you've done, what advice would you give them?
Don't ever let someone tell you you can't do something. You can do anything you set your mind to. Coming from a small rural town in South Georgia, I really had to push through boundaries and barricades. And by doing that, always push through and persevere. If someone tells you no, that's just the first line of negotiation for me.
So this is a pretty big deal. This is a big award that you've won on a big stage. How are you feeling right now?
I'm blessed, overwhelmed, excited. I can't wait to tell my family and friends back home.
Perfect. I want to congratulate Ben Murray, Proficiency winner of Home and Community Development with FFA Today. I'm Bronson Tykert.